It's time for Ask the Tech Guy. Have you ever wondered, how do I get better sound out of my phone and my computer? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about next. Ask the Tech Guy comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether they're working in the office or remote. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. LastPass manages every entry point to your business, so you can mitigate risk in office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here. Time for Ask the Tech Guy. Peter writes in, I'm playing music from my LG phone through the aux input on my 2008 Sebring. The quality and volume is just not the same as the native radio or CD. Any suggestions? Great question. And it really comes down to two things. You mentioned two problems. The quality of the music or the audio you're listening to, I hope it's this podcast, and the level, the loudness. And that means two different devices. There's a converter that converts the bits stored on your phone or on your computer or on any digital device into analog sound that the speakers can play. There's also an amplifier that raises the level. In geek terms, we call it the DAC and the amp. Let's start with the DAC, the digital to analog converter. So when you're getting audio out of a device like this, this is an iPhone, you're getting audio that's recorded on the iPhone storage material as ones and zeros. It doesn't matter if it's a WAV or an MP3 or an AAC file. In every case, it's stored as bits, ones and zeros. Software may decompress it, turn it into a bit stream, but at some point there's going to be some hardware, a digital signal processing chip, that converts the bits into the waveforms that headphones or speakers need to play back. Yeah, they expect analog output. The iPhone has a DAC and can output analog audio through the Lightning port. That's why your converter will work. If you're using Bluetooth headphones with a phone like the iPhone, it has its own DAC built in. So the data is sent from the iPhone to the Bluetooth headphones as ones and zeros, and the digital to analog converter turns it into a beautiful smooth curve. So there are many other DACs. You said you have an LG phone. Actually, LG is one of the few phone manufacturers that makes a phone with a decent digital to analog converter in it. They actually have audiophile DACs built into their phones, at least if you get one of the late models, starting, I think, with the V20, the V30, any of the ThinQ, I never know how to pronounce that, models. Those all have very good audiophile DACs. Older LG phones, I suspect yours does not. So the first thing you might want to do is get an external digital to audio converter or DAC. I'll show you a few of them on the screen here. And really, this is an interesting subject for audiophiles. They debate endlessly over who makes the best DAC chips. There are a lot of companies that make these. There's Burr Brown, and there's Parasound, there's ESS. I don't have an opinion over who makes the best one. You can listen or read reviews if you really care a lot about this. But I do know that almost any external high-quality DAC, one that you spend a little bit more money for, will give you a much better sound on your headphones or in your car. There are a couple of different things you can buy. I usually go to a site called headphones.com, and you'll see they have a section called amps and DACs. Let's take a look at their portable amps and DACs. One of the least expensive and kind of one of the best for simple use DACs is this, the AudioQuest Dragonfly. It's $100, but it also includes an amp in this little USB case. Now, you'd obviously have to use a converter for that, but it would get the digital sound from your LG phone. And you see on the other end, there's a analog headphone jack you'd plug the aux jack into. And that would give you almost certainly better sound than you're getting out of your current system. I also use this. This was something Scott Wilkinson recommended. This is called the Hip Deck because it looks a little bit like a hip flask. It's from a company called iFi. The Hip Deck is around $150. Has some nice features. First of all, as with any deck, it has a digital input. That's this USB port here. This Type-C port is for charging only. It comes with a variety of cables, including this Type-C cable you can plug in. It also has a micro USB cable available to it. And you can even use it with an iPhone if you have the additional iPhone camera converter adapter that takes a USB in. On the other side, there's some buttons to enhance bass, to enhance volume, because there's an amplifier in here. I'll talk about that in a second. And, of course, there's the headphone jack that you'd plug your aux into. Level is set by this very nice knob at the top. This is a very nice DAC, but it's also an amp. And let's talk a little bit about amps. The ideal amp is going to be able to send a little bit more power down to your radio, your car radio. It will then sound louder, but it will also do it with minimal distortion. That's what you want. You want high power and low distortion. And again, audiophiles go crazy over what the best amps are. Some of them, and you've probably seen this, say, oh, the only good amp is a tube amp. It has a much better sound. A lot of us say, no, digital's just fine. I'm not going to get into that debate. But getting an external amp will also help. It'll bring up the level. Many DACs, both the Dragonfly and this Hip DAC, come with very credible built-in amplifiers. This can drive very high impedance headphones. I should probably explain impedance also. Output devices, whether they're speakers or headphones, are rated for impedance. A high impedance device often sounds better but requires a more powerful amplifier. Impedance is measured in ohms. That's resistance. So the more resistance, the more power you need to drive it with. But often audiophiles claim that higher resistance, higher impedance speakers and headphones give you a better sound. There's also, and you might consider this, instead of using your phone, you might consider a device, an external device that's designed to give you good audio and has a built-in DAC and a built-in amplifier and built-in storage. This is from a company called Fio, F-I-I-O. They make a lot of devices. This is basically looks a lot like an iPod. In fact, it looks like something maybe predating the iPod, pretty old. But it'll store high-resolution audio files in a variety of formats, play them back, and because it has a very good DAC built-in and a very good amplifier, you can use this, perhaps, to drive your aux. That might be another choice. Fio makes a broad range of products, ranging from $100 to literally thousands of dollars, depending on how crazy you want. And let me show you, as long as we're talking crazy, this is another Fio device I bought a long time ago. This is their E12 DIY. This isn't a DAC. This is just an amp. That's all it is. It's a very high-powered portable amp. It's battery-powered, so you charge it up. But you don't connect any digital inputs. That's how you know it's not a DAC. You only connect an analog input and then amplify it to your headphones, and you can choose the gain. But the reason this is called the DIY, and this is, I wanted to show you this because it's so crazy, is it comes with a variety of amps and little screwdrivers and a chip puller so that you can replace the amplification circuitry in this Fio with a variety of different circuits depending on your preference and your tastes. How about that? Talk about crazy. That's exactly how crazy audiophiles sometimes get. I never really did a whole lot with this. I probably should put it on eBay because it is pretty cool. And as you can see, I've kept it in its original box because you need all these crazy devices, tiny screwdrivers, chip pullers, and, of course, the box of alternate amplifiers, even to use it. That's the E12 DIY, also from FIIO. Fio is one of the last standing people that makes portable music players that are as good as, if not better, a lot better than the iPad. You'd expect it to be pretty good DAC and amp and something as expensive as a $1,200 iPhone or a $1,000 OnePlus or a $1,000 Google Pixel. No, that's one of the places they save monies. They put mostly because I would say most buyers don't care or know any better. Most people, if you talk to them, don't complain about the audio quality coming out of their phone. Fortunately, if you're not happy, as apparently you're not, Peter, there are alternatives. They're not cheap, but they're all alternatives. So getting better quality will involve getting a better digital-to-analog converter or DAC and a higher power amplifier. They'll give you better quality and a louder level. And there's just a few ways you can do it. I would recommend a visit to headphones.com to look at all the different price ranges, read the reviews. They're audiophiles, so you know, they have some strong opinions about what works better and what doesn't. But I think that their advice is almost always good. Great question, Peter. I'm glad we can answer that. And this is something that really applies not just to your phone and your auto stereo. I use my hip DAC all the time when I'm listening to music on my laptop, because laptops also don't have very good DACs or very good amplifiers. You'll get a cleaner sound if you take the digital to analog conversion away from that noisy chassis that's on a laptop. Do it externally with a better DAC and a better amplifier. So thanks for the question. Our show today brought to you by LastPass. Your remote workforce is a vital part of your business, but it can also be a security risk. You can easily transition from in-office to in-home with LastPass. LastPass enables IT to remain in complete control over which employees are accessing what, no matter where. Employees can securely share passwords across teams, and LastPass reduces the risk of phishing schemes by never auto-filling passwords on suspicious websites. You get simple security across every access point with LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/twit. That's LastPass.com/twit. And that's Ask the Tech Guy for this week. If you've got a question, just email me, askthetechguy@twit.tv. I'll see you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.